She's out of jail, smelling the freedom, and she goes, "We're not supposed to see you."
I don't want to be called the Hood anymore.
So what do you want to be called?
You want to know what people say about you.
Most people fail to see the real me.
The city still needs saving.
It needs a hero.
When I put on the Hood, it's kill or be killed.
You'll never be a hero to them.
As long as the city is safe.
Arrow. Wednesdays at 8, 7 central on the CW.
My name is Oliver Queen. After 5 years on a hellish island, I have come home with only one goal. To save my city. But to do so, I can't be the killer I once was. To honor my friend's memory, I must be someone else. I must be something else.
Party people, yes, this is Arrow Talk. Welcome to this Thursday, November 21st, 2013. Tonight, we will be talking about State versus Queen, which is episode 7 of season 2. So I hope all of you listeners have already seen this epicness on a small screen. Wouldn't it be cool to see it on the big screen? Maybe. All right, let's go to the phones from area code 239. Welcome to the Arrow Talk podcast.
Matt from Florida, I am back, bro.
Hey, how's it going, Matt?
Oh, good. I'm sorry to call in the past 2 weeks. I wanted to, but on the night I went and saw the Thor 3D Dark World Marathon, I was very tired by the time I got home. And
last week,
yeah, I didn't really care for Keep Your Enemies Closer. I mean, there were some parts that were good, but it kind of felt like a soap opera episode.
It sure did, especially the ending.
I like the ending, but boy, last night's
very
episode,
soap opera.
From start to finish, I was yelling at the screen. The count was crazy, and the ending. The ending. Oh my God,
the ending took it all. Yeah, you're right. The ending was, you know, it was amazing.
But Thea almost being his daughter, I mean, oh my God.
Like, what's going on?
What the hell is going on? I mean,
can
God,
I say,
Matt,
can I say a dun, dun, dun?
Yeah, that's how I was last night at the end of Arrow. I can't wait to see the Flash episode.
Oh, I wanted to know how he survived.
Malcolm Merlyn, but I'm thinking, here's my theory. He said, we experienced the survival of death, meaning, uh-oh, what's that sound like? Ronzo Ghoul.
Voodoo.
Yeah, I'm thinking he was probably put in the Lazarus pit.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. And I'm sure towards the end, he's going to want seek revenge against Oliver.
Right. I'm sure he's on probably the first top 10 things to do. Get rid of Oliver.
Yeah. Good luck.
All right, from area code 609, welcome to the Arrow Talk podcast. Hello. Area code 609.
Hello?
Hi. Okay, let's move on from area code 432. Welcome to the Arrow Talk podcast.
What's up, man? It's Joe from Krypton here, reporting for
you.
There
you go. How's it going?
It's going pretty good, man. Let me just say,
so Joe,
this is a very, very, very strong episode. This one, remember, I wasn't a fan of last week's episode. This one kicked last week's episode. It kicked its butt out of the water, man. Remember, also,
The whole time I was like screaming at the TV. My wife's like, well, what's going on here? I'm like, oh my gosh, are you watching this? And she's like, no. I'm like, get out.
It's freaking amazing, man. Hey, you know what?
Yeah.
At the end, I was like, when you see Malcolm Merlyn in a dark era, I go, oh my God, that is like a
yep.
At the end,
yep.
I was yelling at the TV. I go,
and then, okay, not even the shocker that he's back. The second shocker is he might beat Thea's dad.
It is a television show. It kind of shocked. But you know what? I guess me and Matt, we have great minds think alike. Because remember, two podcasts ago, I said that no one stays dead in this universe, and Ra's al Ghul in the Lazarus Pit would probably bring back either Tommy Merlyn or Malcolm Merlyn. And sure enough, I bet that's what happened in the Lazarus Pit.
Let me ask you this. Since Merlyn is alive and, you know, they knew what to do, do you think they did the exact same thing with Tommy and Tommy's in the background? You know?
He could be, yeah. I think they're both working for Ra's al Ghul, and he probably brought both of them back.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be a season two cliffhanger? Tommy's alive. Dun, dun, dun.
We're going more into a magical universe because, you know, the Flash is about to appear and he has superpowers. Now anything's possible. They can bring anything back now.
And seriously, I know we're done with, for now, the Black Canary, but how come she didn't scream on the last episode that she was on?
Who's that? The Canary?
The Black Canary.
She's still in the flashback, though. I mean, finally, by the flashback.
Yeah. All right. From area code 951, who is this?
Hey, this is Regina.
Hey, Regina.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Oh, fine. I want to watch the show again. I loved that episode. Oh, my gosh.
They get better every single time. Seriously.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. So, yeah.
It's funny. At work, my friend he still watches Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and I only watched like two episodes, or two or three. Yeah, and you know, we disagreed, and I'm like, you know, I'm gonna stop watching. It's not really my cup of tea. And
And then
when we talk about Arrow, we get all giddy, all excited, and our, you know, voices kind of change. And then, so I ask him, so how's S.H.I.E.L.D. going? He goes, oh, it's okay, you know. Like, he totally goes down his energy level.
Good.
So, Regina, first thoughts, you know, well, come on. Give us some detail. Which parts do you like?
What?
Regina.
There's two people. Okay, you're talking to me. There's, like, other people going. I liked it, actually, when Felicity told Oliver thank you for saving him and that she put him in the position that he had to kill somebody.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I really liked that scene. So,
a nice
one. Yeah. And I was like, kiss. And it never happened.
You never know. Never say never, right?
I know. I'm waiting. I'm patient. So,
all right.
Yeah.
From area code 609.
It's Francesco.
Hey, Francesco. How's it going, sir?
Not bad. I haven't caught up.
Caught up?
No, I haven't been caught up. I've been working a lot. So right now I'm in season one, and the episode I just finished was Firefly, like the one with the firefighter.
Oh wow.
Yes. Remember that one?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. But right now, like, you know, because I've been listening to Howard Stern, and he's been saying how good the show is, him and Robin saying how good the show is. So I said, you know, let me check it out. Plus, like, you guys watch it. And right now, like, it's good, but sometimes it feels, like, cheesy. But at the same time, like, it feels claustrophobic because it either feels like he's in, like, the front of the house or he's either at the club. Like, hopefully they venture
out. Yeah, you know, they were still trying to establish who Oliver is, and, you know, you could tell. They had a little rough start, but, dude,
yeah,
all I have to say is season two. season two.
Not even that. Hey, see, it was towards the middle of season one, a little past towards the middle, it gets a lot better.
It definitely picks up. Yes.
I'm definitely liking it. But you know what? Is it me or does Huntress need a good spanking? I don't know what happens during season two, but
Yeah, you should listen back to the other episodes, our other podcast episodes. Yeah, she was a fan favorite. Definitely a fan favorite.
She's come back. I feel it. She's gonna come back.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, I don't think we're done with the Huntress yet. Have you guys seen the actress that plays the Huntress in Dracula on NBC?
No.
Well, she plays the love interest for Dracula.
But hopefully before December 4th, I'll be caught up with everything, ready to see the Flash episode, because I think he's going to do great as Flash.
That is so cool.
So there's a two-week hiatus, right?
What's that?
There's a two-week hiatus, right?
Yeah.
So because of the Thanksgiving holiday.
Yeah, so is Vampire Diaries, I think, and the original.
Yes.
Yeah,
pretty much all
does
of the...
Does anybody watch like the originals or the Vampire Diaries?
I watched the Vampire Diaries.
It is really good. It's really, really good. You guys should watch it. It's really, really good. Don't laugh at me, damn it. It's good.
It is.
Joe's the one laughing at you.
No, dude, never. I love Francesco, man. I'm not laughing at him. I was laughing at because Jesus started laughing.
I was laughing at something else. No, I'm just kidding.
Go ahead. Talk about the episode, because even though I didn't watch it, I'll still listen to it. I'll watch it later, but go ahead.
Sweetness. Okay. What a cool opening. I always love different perspectives of an event. So when they show a different side of what happened when the Glades went down, and, of course, the Count was in jail. And just that whole opening, wow, it was pretty cool. I love that because I was just like, wait a minute, why am I watching her confess her part of being in the destruction of the Glades? But it kind of clicked in like, oh, it's a flashback, of course. But it was just really cool to, like, have a refresher and then see a different perspective. What do you guys think about that? Let's go to you, Matt.
Oh, I love that part. I knew it was a flashback, but boy, I was yelling at the TV, seeing the Count escape. Oh, my gosh. That was just crazy. I mean, gosh. Mm-hmm. I somehow knew with the quake that he was going to escape eventually.
Yes. And the sets of the jail cell, and when he steps out on the wall that's cracked, did you guys notice that it looked like a V?
Yes.
Yeah, for Vertigo.
There you go.
I am Count Vertigo, and I prove this high.
All right, let's go to you, Joe.
What did I think about that scene, the escape, the prison break? I thought it was pretty cool, man. I thought they handled it pretty well. They shot it pretty well. I liked it. It wasn't one of my most favorite parts of the episode, but yeah, it was
no,
pretty awesome.
No, of course not. But what was yours?
What was my favorite scene in the episode?
Yes.
Oh, gosh. There's so many good ones. Let me think for a minute. You know what? Come back to me. Let me think for a little bit. Because this was a very strong episode, like I said.
Yes. Can I say the whole episode? That's my favorite.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
Including the commercials?
Can I say something about that? Can I say something about the commercials? Is anybody watching or liking the miniseries, The Blood Rush?
With
Roy and Felicity.
Felicity.
Anybody checking that
out? Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Yeah, they're pretty cool, aren't they?
Yeah, it is. It's pretty cool. Yeah, I wish they would have done that with Smallville. That would have been awesome.
Singing?
Yeah.
That part was really fun.
All right, Regina. You're on the spot. Give us your favorite scene of tonight's episode, State versus Queen.
You mean that my favorite episode? Scene? I already told you.
Your favorite episode, yes.
No, when I saw the bee, I mean, I was like, who? B for Vendetta.
So, okay, or victory.
Yeah, because I knew he was going to, you know, get revenge, so.
Yeah.
He,
I don't know. To me, he's like the Green Arrow's Joker.
Yeah.
Right? Is it safe to say that?
Yeah, he kind of is. That's why, the Joker's the only one I think can get away with that kind of campiness. But Count Vertigo's, he's too campy for me, man. I don't know. I'm not digging him as a villain. I'm actually glad. I'm glad he's gone. I really am.
Yeah, me too.
All right. So let's see. Let's go to you, Francesco. What was your favorite scene?
Favorite scene? It's when Count Chocula came in the room and he saw the baby.
No, dude, wait till you see him. I like him. I dig it. It's sometimes over the top, theatrical. But sometimes we need that because this show specifically, it's really dark from the get-go.
Yeah.
It's really dark. You know, we have a hero that kills, so we've already accepted that. You know, he's like our version of the Punisher, if you want to say.
Yeah.
And
now,
so
far from what I've seen in season one, my favorite part is when I guess the Black Arrow and the Green Arrow first meet, and they have that shootout down the hallway. Dark Archer, yeah. And I also like when, what's his name, Diggle or Diggs? What's his name?
Diggle
or
Diggs.
That's so weird. That sounds
Diggle,
like... Diggle sounds like a Diggleberry. I don't know, like a single.
Okay. That's the first time
I
heard about it. After 28 episodes of podcasting. Thank you, Francesco, for giving us that fresh look at that name. All right, let's go to you, Matt. Now, tell me this, Matt. Go ahead. Give us your favorite scene.
Well, I did like the part where Oliver revealed he is the Hood to the Count. Well, first he calls him on the phone, and then he had no choice to kill the Count and save Felicity. And then that scene there, that whole scene right there, you see what a great relationship Oliver and Felicity have. Like, she looked all stressed out there towards the end because she was almost about to be infected with vertigo. No, that scene was it for me.
Awesome. That was cool. Go ahead.
Were you about to say something before? Like, were we about to talk about Malcolm talk now?
Oh, no way. Not yet. Our last one here is Joe from Krypton. We gave you some time to think.
Oh, yeah. My favorite scene is Oliver just... I completely forgot. No, but
Regina caught that one. You're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how it slipped me. I guess because I was listening to everyone else and how, everyone had a great answer. But I guess my favorite scene is whenever Count Vertigo has Felicity hostage and Oliver just decides, you know what, I'm going to have to take this guy out, even though it goes everything I stand for, his code of ethics. He has to do what he has to do, man, and he finally takes that punk out. I hate that guy.
Do you think there'll be a Vertigo Jr.?
I hope not, man. That villain,
no.
I hope not, dude.
You killed my dad!
I know, right?
Yeah, no. Let's
all right,
not.
Well, Thea Queen, not Thea Queen, Mrs. Myra Queen, she definitely took over this episode. I like her as an actress, and I totally buy her as a mom, as, you know, also a mom that has two sides to a mom.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed her. What do you guys think of Myra Queen pretty much headlining this episode? Let's go to you, Francesco.
So far, I like her. She's pretty good. But where I'm at right
yeah.
now, I keep on staring at her thing on her lip.
Well, what thing?
The mole.
She's got like
she has a mole on her
lip. She's got a mole on her lip.
Oh, you know, I never noticed.
And I said, man, if Walter's kissing that, doesn't he feel it?
You want the podcast?
I mean, no.
But other than that, she's good.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
What about you, Regina? Myra Queen.
Yeah, I love her as an actress, and I wonder what she had up her sleeve. Because
right?
You know
always.
That something is still
always
coming.
Hiding.
Oh,
always
God.
Hiding.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, wow, now, Myra. It's like, you cheated on Oliver's dad?
Yeah, and she's a very classy lady. I mean, she's a very classy actress. I mean, I really
yeah,
like her.
Yeah, but she was loosing the goose back then.
She's a freak in the sheets and a lady in the street, you know what I
mean? What Francesco said, there you go. All right, Joe from Krypton, Myra Queen.
She's awesome, dude. She's grown as an actress. In the first season, she was just okay, and now I'm totally feeling her. I was actually on the edge of my seat before the verdict. I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe they let her live.
Right. Even
yeah,
Oliver tells Felicity and Diggs that the verdict, didn't make any sense.
Yep.
What's that? Can you repeat that?
It's okay.
I'm sorry.
All right, let's go to you, man, from Florida.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I enjoyed Myra Queen in this episode and in season one. Even though in season one she kind of was of a badass liar, but in
yeah,
order
she was.
To me, I mean, wow. I mean, I still felt something was going on when she wasn't telling the truth. She had to know something. I mean,
right.
I'm still hiding things. I mean, she could
and of course, my favorite is always the interaction between Oliver and Felicity. Oh,
yes.
Someday.
Yes.
Isn't it cool
yes.
to, like, kind of cheer for the underdog? What do you
it's
guys
gonna
think?
It's going to happen, dude. They're going to end up kissing. It's going to happen. I can't wait for it to happen. She's just so sexy. I love Felicity.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
my side.
There you go. Matt gives her the thumbs up.
Yes. I'm liking her a lot.
All right, so at this point, I'm going to open it up for you guys. Now is the time. If you guys had any questions that you guys want to ask each other about tonight's episode, State versus Queen, Episode 7 of this Season 2 of Arrow, now is the time. So let's go to you, Regina.
Oh, of course.
Anything you want to talk about tonight's episode?
Well, I have a question because I don't know if I missed something there. When the Count
okay.
was walking down the thing with the keys, he gave it to that one guy. Who was he?
That
was
one guy, yeah, and
special?
He told him something.
Yeah, and I missed whatever that was.
Did anyone catch that?
I didn't catch it. Hopefully Matt did, or Francesco.
Matt?
No, I didn't catch it.
You guys want a lot of help?
Francesco.
Sorry.
Can you help
okay.
out?
I'm kidding.
You're the last person.
Wow, Regina just wrote you guys off, guys.
It was just, I think he gave the key to the Hamburglar.
Hamburglar. Oh, that's hilarious.
No one?
No. What about you, AC?
No, no. I'm sorry, Regina. I tried.
Don't throw us under the bus.
Okay, it's okay.
I'm sorry, man. All right. So anything else, Regina, that we could help you out with?
No, that would be it.
Deflated like a balloon. Thank you, Regina. All right. Joe from Krypton, the floor is yours, sir.
Can I just talk about something that disappointed me about the episode, and it's probably the only thing.
Okay.
What's
shoot.
Her name? Laurel started to redeem herself. You know, she I don't know. In the
like
last
always,
episode,
she always has like a comeback.
Yeah,
and then she messes
in this
it
episode,
up.
she fell off again with the whole,
oh, leave me alone, I'm sorry, how could you forgive me after I did what I did? Making it about herself, having a pity party.
Always.
I just, it's like, oh my gosh, are you serious? There are bigger things at hand here than your freaking feelings.
Right?
You know?
I'm like, listen, lady, he has no time for you.
Exactly, man. There's stuff like that that annoys me, but other than that, man, what a solid episode. I really enjoyed it a lot.
I mean, at this point...
Can I just say also...
No, go ahead.
You go ahead.
I was going to say, at this point, do you think it's okay to say that, really, we could kill off Laurel since we all know she's not the Black Canary anymore?
No, dude, no, that's not cool.
And just rewrite Arrow history with the new.
Yeah. Yeah, because since we already have our Black Canary in this universe.
Yeah, and we all thought she was going to be Black Canary
last season. Yeah. I think it's going to take Oliver Queen and this Black Canary to take out Malcolm Merlyn this time when they finally have to take him out.
It's going to be so... I cannot believe he's alive!
I know, right? What a cliffhanger.
He's on his own Justice League. I feel it.
Okay, man, let's go to you. The floor is yours.
The whole Malcolm Merlyn thing was getting me all hyper towards the end.
And it was a long scene, too. It wasn't like just like dun-dun-dun, and then... No, it was like a good, solid 2-3 minutes?
Yeah. It was just crazy how it ended. But then when we were talking about he's going to need Black Canary to help him defeat Malcolm once and for all, he's going to get the Flash to help him.
Yep, exactly.
Flash is going to
how
be in a few
cool.
episodes.
Can you imagine the costume? Do you think he's going to wear one?
Yeah,
or do you think he's going to do like a red, blue, blur type of deal?
Wasn't there a picture on one of the comic book news sites that already had like a photo of him in costume, in the Flash costume? I thought they had one already.
Has anyone seen it?
I saw one.
Tomorrow.
Oh, okay. All right. We have a new caller from area code 469. Welcome to the Arrow Talk podcast, where we are talking about State versus Queen.
Chris from Pandora.
Hey, Chris. How's it going, sir?
Doing good. How are you?
So what did you think of tonight's episode?
I watched like a little bit of it. I didn't watch
no one watches the show no more.
They just call it and talk.
They're just dropping. They're like, DVR it. I'll watch it in a whole month in December.
Wow, that's a great idea.
Little mini marathon.
Yeah.
Hey, before we run out of time here, we're almost 2 minutes out. I just want to say, do you guys want to have a podcast next week? I know it's like the week holiday and, you know, it's real.
I was thinking instead of
Thursday because it is Thanksgiving, or unless you guys want to do a Thursday one. I don't mind.
Let's do it on Wednesday.
I was thinking of Wednesday as doing like an Arrow recap from the first episode of season 2 to now. So we'll have like a rapid recap.
Monday, Wednesday.
Yes.
Okay.
You better do it, Hey.
So let's do Wednesday, yeah. So definitely meet us again back here on Wednesday. All right, Chris, give us your shout-out. We're ending the show, sir.
Hey, I'm glad to be able to call in for 1 minute. And let's have a podcast on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week.
Sweet. Thank you, Chris. All right, Francesco, give us a shout-out, sir.
I can't wait to catch up with the episodes. This way on December 4th, I will be caught up with you guys to talk. And then if you can answer this question on the next podcast that we're doing, what Arrow doing that Smallville didn't do when it was on the air? If you can answer that in the next half hour, that would be great.
Okay. All right, that's a good one. All right, let's go to you, Regina.
Well, I just want to thank everybody for calling in, and it was fun.
It was definitely fun, especially when we talk about our favorite hero, Arrow. All right, let's go to you, Matt from Florida.
I love last night's episode. I'm sorry I haven't been on for the past 2 weeks, but I am back and can't wait to talk about the Man of Steel Blu-ray. I'm so enjoying owning it.
Oh, yes. Join us over at Smallville Talk if you haven't checked that out. We are on now at 8:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. This has been the Arrow Talk Podcast, State versus Queen. Good night.